Om Shanti. There was once a village, and there was a river flowing by that village. And once during the monsoon season, there was flood in the river, and the entire village gets inundated, and there is water everywhere, and people start to evacuate, and they get to know that the priest of that temple or church, whatever, is still there in that temple. So some people go there and tell him that please come with us, because flood is expected to get increased, so better we shift to some other place. But he says, I have full faith in God and God will protect me, so I will not go anywhere. After some time, the water level increase. Earlier it was till the knees, now it is till the waist. And a man comes with a boat and says to him, to that priest, please come along, because the water would still increase. So it's better that you come to us and we will ferry you across. But he doesn't listen, and he gives the same reason again. Then the water increases further and it reaches the neck level, and the priest climbs the rooftop, and then a helicopter comes, and the helicopter drops a ladder rope, and the person in the plane says, please catch hold of the rope and we will take you to some other safe place. But he gives the same reason again, that I have full faith in God and I need not to go anywhere, because I have served God throughout my life. But in the end, the priest gets drowned and he dies. He reaches in front of God, and the first thing he says with a grumpy attitude, that why did you not save me? I served you throughout my life and yet you did not save me. God says, I came to save you thrice, but you did not listen. I came you first of all taking the form of the man and told you to come across, to come along, but you didn't listen. Second time I came as the boatman, but again you gave the same reason. But even after you refused twice, I came once again. And this time I brought with me an helicopter, but again you did not listen. So now what more I can do? I tried my best. I left no stone unturned to save you, but yet you did not listen. This is a simple parable, a very short story, but a very deep meaning. Whatever that happens in life, whatever uncongenial, unfavorable, adverse situations that come in front of us have some hidden meaning. They are in fact the messages sent by God, and there is a hidden help in each one of these circumstances. Only thing is that we need to recognize, just as this priest could not recognize the hidden help in the man who was an advisor, in the man who was a boatman, in the man who brought the helicopter. So every situation of life, in fact, is teaching us something. Yesterday we saw one Baba and none else, one father and none else. What are the different ways, what are the different efforts which should put in to materialize this statement, to deepen the experience of this one sentence spoken by Baba many times. Today we will see what are those situations where we should use this. So what are the situations where we should use this statement, or this line, my Baba and none else. Yesterday we saw 21 different points for efforts. Today we'll see 21 different points where we should use this, or 21 different circumstances where we should use this, my Father and none else. So again, let's start. The first thing is, when you are alone, when you feel alone, when you feel lonely, when you feel that everybody has gone away from you, nobody is your companion, the life has become dull and drab, in spite of living amidst the family, in spite of living in the midst of crowd, a feeling of loneliness sneaks in. And this feeling is very dangerous feeling, because whenever one feels lonely, there is every chance that one tries to seek company of certain people. And whenever he would go to these people, there is every chance that he might get attached to them, or there is every chance that he might slip into vices. So, or there is every chance that he is given to indulgence. He might try to fill this loneliness by food, by sightseeing, by entertainment, cheap entertainment, by getting drowned in the digital world. So anything is possible. So the best thing is, when you feel lonely, invoke Baba, call him, have heart to heart conversation with him, sit and talk with him. That's it. It's very difficult to have yoga during such a period, but the best thing is to have candid talk with Baba. Just start narrating him everything, whatever that is happening in life, or whatever that has happened, or whatever circumstances that have led to this loneliness. So whenever one feels alone, one should use this treatment. Today we are seeing those points or those circumstances where you have to use one Father and none else. Because if you go to somebody, that somebody will become a trap. That somebody would become a prison, a jail, from which you cannot come out. Very difficult to come out. Because that person has helped you during the times of your low stage. So gradually he might go into the low stage, and then he might pull you back. So the first circumstance is when you feel low, alone. The second circumstance where you have to invoke Father is when you get bored. When you get bored. You will get bored when there is no newness in Brahmin life. One gets bored when there is no creativity in Brahmin life. One gets bored when there is no chintan, no churning in Brahmin life. Getting up every day for Amrit Vela, doing the same yoga, going to Murli class, listening to points and writing down some of notes, going and having breakfast, and then going to work, an evening yoga or walk, and again night sleep. So it's the same routine which is going on and on for such a long time. So when there is such a run of the mill life, one gets bored. If you want, or if one wants that one should not get bored, there should be creativity, there should be newness, there should be transformation, there should be chintan, churning. deep reflection of each and every point of Murli. Why Baba said this? In today's Murli, I think in Mamma's, Baba said, unless and until you have full dharana, the seed of vikar will not get destroyed. Unless and until you have full dharana, the seed of vikar will not get destroyed. This is a very powerful statement. Without the sword of knowledge, at another point, Mamma said, the seed of vikar will not get destroyed. So, in every day's Murli, one will come across certain powerful statements, and they need our attention, and they need certain churning, and without churning, they cannot become power. So the second circumstance is when we get bored with the same thing that's happening in life. And when one gets bored, one tries to fill that boredom with something, because boredom is a vacuum. Boredom is a vacuum. So whenever there will be boredom, there would be vacuum. And what is the rule of this universe? Wherever there is a vacuum, air will try to, something will try to fill it. So here the mind also tries to fill this vacuum, this boredom, by seeking the company of certain people. But again, the same trap, the same temptation, the same snare. And this is a very expensive affair. Very expensive affair. One gets bored, vacuum created, you seek company of certain people, but then they become trap and you are caught in them. And then you have to pay heavily later on for the losses that you incurred, directly or indirectly. So this is the second situation. Whenever one gets bored, seek newness in Gyan. Seek newness in yoga. Go to one Baba, one Father and none else. Going to others is a very risky adventure. The third situation where one should use this Mera, one, my Father, is chaos. Where there is utter disorder in life or chaos. Everything is going topsy-turvy. You don't know what is happening. Everything is in the stage of disarray, disorder. One is not understanding what is happening. So when there is utter chaos in life, again this is a situation we try to seek help of others. And we go to others, and those other, that other, become a trap. A subtle bondage is created. A subtle attachment is created. And that attachment, that bondage, is very long lasting. And if that bondage is between brother and sister, that even has got more pernicious effects later on. So one should be very careful during situations of chaos in life. The best thing is, whenever there is, everything is going up and down, the best thing is, again, heart to heart talk with Baba. Because yoga is very difficult during such situations. The only thing one can do is, spend more and more time with Baba. Sit in Baba's room for a longer time. And the best time is, morning 2 o'clock. Increase the duration of yoga. Yoga might not be there. You might not be expecting, Baba is not expecting that you remember him as a point of light in the sweet home. It's not possible. Not even in the subtle world. But of course, you can have chit-chat with him. Just as there is a WhatsApp chat, this is spiritual chat with God. Spiritual talks with God. Spiritual heart-to-heart conversation with God. And he is one of the relationships in that 108 relationship is he is the listener. He is the listener. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba has said a very beautiful statement. Practice to have all relationships with one father. It's not easy, it means. You have to have this practice. Just as we had made these 108 different relationships with one father. So, keep on practicing this. To have each relationship one day. Or in one day, to have so many relationships with him. Because otherwise, this is in today's Murli, it has come, Baba said, you have to practice that all relationships are only with one father. So, whenever there is chaos in life, disorder in life, you don't feel that things are faring well, that time, the best thing is sit and start narrating him everything. We have made this list of 108 relationships with father. So one of the relationship number 58 is listener. He is the best listener. He is a good listener. He listens to you. Others don't have time. And even if you listen, how much they will listen? You are narrating the same Ram Kahani every day. So they will get bored. But he doesn't get bored. If you keep on telling him the same story every day, will he come out of the translate and stop you and say, stop this nonsense. How many times you have told me? Yesterday Amrit Vela you told the same. Every Amrit Vela you start telling the same thing. He will never say. Because he is such a good listener. He knows the art of listening. He knows the art of speaking and he knows the art of listening and he knows the art of silence. He knows when to speak and he knows when to stop and he knows when to listen without interrupting. So whenever there is chaos, rather than seeking the help of human beings, seek the help of the Supreme Father. Whenever you are disturbed, So whenever there is any disturbance in life, the first thing one does is to miss Amrit Vela. Whenever there is a disturbance in life, the first thing one does is give up Murli. Murli class or Murli churning. This is the first thing any Brahmin does, I have seen. Whenever there is any disturbance in life of any Brahmin, the first thing they do is they give up Murli class. They think that, let me churn about the problem. Let me think about the problem. Let me discuss the problem with others. This is what they do. But you are not going to get the solution of the problem by discussing, by trying to know, trying to explore. The solution comes when one becomes bodiless. The solution comes when one is linked with Baba, closely, intimately connected with him, because he is the key to all the answers. So whenever there is a disturbance in life, increase yoga. Whenever there is a disturbance in life, increase Murli reading. Read at least 5 times. Keep on reading it, keep on reading it till the time you know sentence by heart. Keep on reading till that time you know each and every line, where it is, what it is. So, whenever there is a disturbance, seek one father and none else. Go to one father and none else. Don't go to others, because these others they are also bundle of disturbances. They might create their own disturbance. It's not easy. And they will free you from your disturbance. They might increase. So, disturbance. Then, when you are fearful, whenever any fear grips you, what one does? One tries to seek help of human beings. But wherever there is fear, Nirvair is one father. Nirbhay is one father. He is the fearless. Nothing. He is the ocean of fearlessness. He is the ocean of stability. He is the ocean of immobility. So go to him rather than seeking those who are embodiments of upheavals. Is it not the best thing to seek the one who is unshakable rather than going to those shaky personalities whom we don't know what is going to happen the next moment? The highly unpredictable personalities. So, whenever you feel fear, what are the fears of Brahmins? Health. When health, something happens, one becomes fearful. And one keeps on thinking about the health all the time. And one keeps on changing the doctor as well as pathies all the time. And one keeps on discussing about the health all the time. One keeps on discussing about his illness all the time. One keeps on reading about the illness all the time. And you have been given this tablet, so the first thing they do is to read the side effect of that tablet. And the moment they find headache, and they start feeling headache. And the moment they find depression, they start feeling depressed. And the moment they find dizziness, they start also experiencing the same dizziness. And the next day they will go to the doctor, I am having these three things. Do you think it is because of this? And they already read it, but they will not tell that they have read and came. But they will try to test. And when doctor will say, no, it's not because of this. Immediately they will take out their mobile and show, it is written here. Google doctor. Whenever there is any fear, go to the ocean of fearlessness. He is the one who will free you from all the fears. He is the one whom even fear fears. He is that ocean of fearlessness where fear cannot come. Fear runs away from that ocean. So get combined with him, get drowned in this ocean, and that is the ultimate source of fearlessness. Otherwise, health is just one thing. There are so many things one is fearful of, about his post, about his something, about his position, about his prestige, about death. The greatest fear is of the death. The greatest fear, not of ourselves, our death of the one whom I love. Close relatives, kith and kin. So that fear is always there. So, guilt consciousness. Whenever somebody has committed some crime in Brahmin life, vikarm, subtle vikarm, the feeling of pashchatap is too much. And that doesn't allow one to do any purushart. Because that feeling is always gnawing at the heart. That I have done this, I have done this, I have done this. I should not have done this, I should not have done this. So whenever there is a guilt consciousness, purushart becomes impossible. How to get rid of this guilt consciousness and that I have done wrong? That is also a question. So, whenever you feel that, or one feels that, one has done something wrong, one must, first of all, accept it. And then, as is given in Mahatma Gandhi's life story, Mahatma Gandhi had narrated that he lied, that he ate non-vegetarian food, that he stole. He did the act of stealing And all this was hidden from his father. And this was a Vaishnava family. And all these things he did in that Vaishnava family. And ultimately he felt very much guilty. But how could he redeem this? How could he atone for this? So he wrote a letter to his father and kept the letter below the pillow of his father. And he saw from the distance what will happen. And he saw that his father read that. And he knew that if his father got to know that his son has eaten non-veg, has resorted to stealing, had smoked bidis, he will feel very bad. He might get a heart attack. But then he sees that his father closed the eyes and he is very much in deep pain. And then they both come together in front of each other. And there is exchange of tears and the rivers of tears flow. But he says that with these tears, all this guilt also flew away. Also went away. So, clear cut acceptance, confession. In Christianity, there is a beautiful word. They call this contrition. Contrition. Contrition means confession of all the crimes. Contrition means confess, contrite spirit. To become a contrite spirit, as Saint Augustine, Confessions of Saint Augustine, he confesses everything. I have done this, I have done this, I have done this, I have done this. Oh Lord, now free me. I have done this, the most and the gravest of all the crimes I have done, but please forgive me. My crimes are too many, but your mercy is not less. My crimes are vast, but your mercy is vaster than my crimes. So, O merciful Father, O compassionate Father, he will take mercy upon you. So, guilt consciousness. The rest of the part we will cover tomorrow, because time is giving up. So, this is, we will see about 21 different points. These are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. These are just 6. Rest we will see tomorrow. In which situations we have to use this statement, one father and none else. Om Shanti.